In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. You know, there are some things that I don't understand, many things I don't understand, but this is one that I really don't understand. We, as Catholic people, when we celebrate the Eucharist, we have the blood of Jesus on the altar, the blood of Jesus that forgives sins. And I haven't heard many preachers preach the blood of Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus that clears us up from sin. The scripture says there is no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. I'm reading from the late Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. Life had to be forfeited for our sins, and no life is more precious than that of God who became man. That's Jesus. We know that the life is in the blood. His blood was the blood of the God-man, and therefore he paid the infinite price because he was God. We were not bought with gold and silver, but you were bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The tag on our being is the blood of Jesus. You are worth the blood of Jesus. You were not bought with any diminishable price of silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That is how our sins are forgiven. I'm going to read that again. That is how our sins are forgiven. And that is why our blessed Lord prayed for our forgiveness at the moment that he poured out his blood for us sinners. If you have faith in Jesus' sacrifice, now is the time to go to confession, to get rid of your sins. When the priest raises his hands in absolution over you, the blood of Christ is dripping from his fingers. We priests are hardly conscious of this great power. I think we would almost be shocked to death if we ever realized it. But that is how the sin is absolved, by the blood of Jesus Christ. My Lord, the blood of Jesus Christ, that precious blood of Jesus, there is no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. And you know, he was a man and therefore reconciled man, but sin was an infinite offense against God, so he had to be God to reconcile us with the Father through his blood. Oh, the blood of the Lamb. Blessed be the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Why don't we hear about people proclaiming the power of the blood? There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Yes, there's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Power in the blood. Power in the blood of Jesus. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. I love it when he says, when the priest is absolving the penitent, the precious blood is dripping over the person. We are forgiven by the blood of Jesus. We have not been forgiven because we were bought with the price, not of silver or gold, but with the precious blood of the spotless Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the earth. It's all about the blood. And you know, I am sad because we drink his precious blood in the form of wine, and we do not preach that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful reality of the blood of Jesus. So today I just wanted to spend the first 5 minutes with you talking about the precious blood of the Lamb. I'm looking now at Genesis 25:19. And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to be his wife. Remember? Isaac sends his servant back to the Ur of Chaldeans to choose a wife for his son. Abraham. Abraham sent a servant to the Ur of Chaldeans to choose a wife for his son Isaac. But he said, "You're not going to bring him there. Once we've left that place. God has given us this new land, this holy land." So Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to be his wife. She was the daughter of Bethuel the Syrian and Padan Aram, the sister of Laban the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. She could not have children. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within her. She's going to have twins. And she said, "If it be so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto Rebekah, "Two nations are in your womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from your innermost being. The one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." Now they have twins. They come out first one, then another. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red, all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, with his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name is called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. That's 60 years old. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob. So here we have the twins, the two twins, you know, and one will serve the other. Usually the firstborn is the one who receives the most from the father, but this time it's going to be different, and we're going to see why in verse 29. And Jacob cooked pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with the same red pottage, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. Edom means red. Red. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright. Sell me this day thy birthright. Sell me this day thy birthright." Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And he swore to him, and he sold his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Let me tell you, the birthright of the Christian is eternal life. Do not sell your birthright because of a relationship that is a bad relationship. Do not sell your birthright for playing around with the occult. Do not sell your birthright for playing around with pornography. Do not sell your birthright of eternal life by believing in Jesus, by doing something stupid. Do not be like Esau, who just was so hungry he thought he'd die But if he had waited, he could have had his birthright. But he sold his birthright to Jacob. And you know what? We often do the same thing. Not because we eat pottage, but because we choose other than Jesus Christ. We choose the relationship. You know, this relationship that I have is more important than Jesus Christ, but it is not ordained of God, and we lose the birthright of eternal life because we make the relationship our God. And it doesn't have to be a relationship. It can be a friendship. It can be pornography. It can be anything that above Jesus Christ. Do not sell your birthright for a plate of porridge. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Remember what Jacob had him do. Swear to me this day. And he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright to Jacob. I tell you, many temptations will come to us, and many temptations will be in our lives. And you must know that these temptations are that we would sell our birthright. And I'm looking at now chapter 27, verse 1. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old, and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau his eldest son. Remember, he was favored Esau, and said unto him, my son. And he said unto him, behold, here I am. And he said, behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, thy bow, and go out to the field, and take me some venison, and make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. So Isaac knows that his son is a hunter, and he's going to get him some deer meat. And this deer meat is going to satisfy the hunger of the old Isaac, because Isaac wants to bless his son Esau, and he will do this when the time is right. And make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. But Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, bring me venison, and make me a savory meat, that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son Jacob, my voice according to that which I command thee, go now to the flocks and fetch me from thence two good kids of goats, that I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loves. And you shall bring it to your father, and he may eat it, and he may bless thee before his death. Remember, Esau sold his birthright. Remember, for a dish of porridge, for a dish of lentils, he sold his birthright. Now, Rebekah says to Jacob, let's get some kid or some lamb, and I'll make savory meat for your father, and we want your father to bless you, that you would have the birthright. It seems deceptive, but remember, Esau sold his birthright. That's reality. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loves. And thou shalt bring it to your father, and he may eat, that he may bless you, Jacob, before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father perhaps will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me, and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice and go fetch me them. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory meat, such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of kids of the goats on his hands and upon his smooth neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. We see this is deception, but I am also telling you that Esau sold his birthright for a pot of porridge. He thought that he couldn't live another minute. Please do not sell your birthright of eternal life for anything. Jesus says, he who believes in me has eternal life. He who believes in me, and I'm not just saying I believe in Jesus, that means he who gives his whole life to me has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. The birthright of the Christian is eternal life, not only when we die, but now. Do not give up your birthright for something stupid. Do not be like Esau. He was out of his mind with hunger, and he just did what his senses said he had to do. And I tell you, it's the same way with us. You're attracted to a woman. You're attracted to a man, and you know they're married. Do not give your birthright as a Christian up, because God will take it away. God will take it away. It's so simple. It's so simple. If you say, I'm going to live with my girlfriend. No, do not give your birthright up to cohabit with your girlfriend. Do not, do not. You might say, well, you know what? I'm going to live with my boyfriend. Do not give your birthright up because of a human being. Your birthright is eternal life now. And your birthright is eternal life in heaven. And we go on and continue. And he came unto his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau. Now he's lying. I am your firstborn. He's lying. But remember, Esau sold his birthright. I have done according as thou bidst me to do. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that my soul may bless me. And Isaac said to his son, how is it that you have found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. The Lord thy God brought it to me. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be the very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy as his brother's Esau's hands. So he blessed him. He blessed him. And he said, art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat. And he brought him wine and drink. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment. And he blessed him, and said, see the smell of my son is the smell of the field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and plenty of wine. Let people serve thee and nations bow down before thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses thee, and blessed be everyone who blesses. So we see that God said that the younger would serve the elder. Unfortunately, he had to lie. But you know what? Esau sold his birthright for a plate of pottage. I tell you, it is so important that we walk in the ways of the Lord. And the ways of the Lord are faithful and true, and it's all about His Word. We walk in the way of the Lord. We should not divert from the way of the Lord, that nothing is impossible to losing heaven. No friend is good enough for me to lose heaven. No relationship is good enough for me to lose heaven. No anything is good enough for me to lose heaven. Heaven is where we will go who have eternal life, because Jesus has given us eternal life, because we have been washed clean in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We are His own. He is ours. We are His. We belong to Him. We are the sheep of His pasture. He loves us. I tell you, it's very easy to give your life to Jesus the first couple of months that you follow Him. But the temptations start to come after you're a year, 2 years, 5 years, 40 years. And which are you going to follow? Are you going to follow getting something like a pottage dish? You know, and not everything is just a dish of pottage when it's compared to Jesus. Jesus is wonderful. Jesus is beautiful. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is holy. Jesus gives eternal life. But you see, it's very easy, because our senses might not be sensing Jesus, that we sell our birthright, which is eternal life, because of something stupid. Something stupid. We say Esau was stupid, but you know what? You living with that woman is just as stupid. You checking what's on the pornographic sites are just as stupid. You living with that man is just as stupid. You doing evil things are just as stupid. Don't be so stupid. Give your life to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus now. To give your life to Jesus means eternal life. Do not sell your birthright as a Christian to anyone. No one is worthy of it. Jesus gave His life for you. It's all about the blood. It's all about the blood. I'm going to read it again about the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ. Life had to be forfeited for our sins. And no life is more precious than that of God who became man, that's Jesus Christ. His blood, which is life, was the blood of the God-man, and therefore He paid the infinite price. We were not bought with any diminishable price of silver and gold, but we were bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the earth. That is how our sins are forgiven. Through the blood of Jesus. That is why our blessed Lord prayed for our forgiveness at the moment that He poured out His blood for us sinners. If you have faith in Jesus' sacrifice, now is the time to go to confession. If you have faith in the cross, now is the time to go to confession, to get rid of your sins. When the priest raises his hands in absolution over you, the blood of Christ is dripping from his fingers. We priests are hardly conscious of this great power. I think we would almost be shocked to death if we ever realized it. But that is how the sin is absolved, by the blood of Jesus Christ. This is just basic teaching of the church. Basic teaching of the church. St. Catherine of Siena, when she was going to confession, would say, I'm going to confession and I'm going to stand under the blood of Jesus. I'm going to stand under the cross. I'm going to be washed clean with the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank You for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We thank You that in that blood is our salvation. We thank You that in that blood is our redemption. We thank You that in that blood is our justification, that we are washed clean with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus, we thank You that every day on the altar Your blood is there, and You give us the ability to drink of Your blood. Take and drink. This is the chalice of My blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus washes all my sins away. I do thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the word of God the best I know how, telling you about the greatness of Christ, telling you about the greatness of the blood, telling you about the greatness of the Eucharist, telling you the greatness of confession, telling you the greatness of Jesus Christ. I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Please, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Praise and honor and glory be to the precious blood of Jesus Christ, shed once and for all on the altar of Calvary, made present at the altar, the one sacrifice for our sins, the blood of Jesus. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.